Proclamation number 2381, dated the June 24th, 1942. Needy souls beg for prayers. Listen to the pleas of the dead. Do not refuse them your intercession when they remind you of themselves, and know that without your help they have to suffer indescribably. The fate of an unredeemed soul is extremely sad, and you don't know whether a soul is redeemed or whether it is suffering in this painful state and requires your help. You can only help these poor souls with prayer, because then they feel your love and this gives them the strength to improve their own fate. They changed their will, and this is first and foremost necessary to initiate a transformation of their sad situation. The souls are grateful for even the least amount of support, because they completely depend on you or on the mercy of the souls who have already attained a higher degree of maturity. But these are only permitted to help them when the souls will request a change of their present situation. However, the will of such souls is weak if not completely inactive, and therefore they often have to languish for an infinite length of time if they do not receive support by means of intercession which gives them the strength to change their will, i.e., to activate their will. If you could understand such souls' suffering, you would not let them ask in vain, because every thought of a deceased is their way of bringing themselves to your attention and a call for help in need. Humanity is very unkind to each other and without belief in life after death. That is why it does not remember its deceased, and thus they suffer greatly. Time and again they push themselves into the thoughts of the human being to induce him to pray for them. There is immense hardship in the beyond, and even the souls of unknown deceased come close to those who compassionately remember the poor souls, because they experience every gift of prayer as beneficial, as an increase of strength and will to ascend. Deeply compassionate people on earth are always surrounded by needy souls who are hoping for their help. Even the resolve to help such souls is a gift of strength to them, and every loving thought which includes them strengthens their will. And then helpful beings in the beyond can come to aid these souls by conveying the strength which is necessary to lessen their overwhelming suffering. Human beings do not really know how to value prayer as a gift of mercy. They can achieve everything by right prayer, because God Himself has offered this blessing to them and imposes no restrictions. However, the soul cannot help itself in the beyond but depends on help. And you should give them this love and help to save them from the most painful condition and to facilitate the start of their self-deliverance. Once the soul has overcome the point of weakness, then its aspiration only strives upwards and its greatest need is remedied. However, it has to receive the strength for this by means of loving intercession, because only the action of love leads to the redemption of the soul. If the soul itself is too weak to do works of love, the human being should lovingly support it so that it receives the strength which it needs for its progress. For that reason you should not forget the needy souls, because they implore you to help them. Amen.